Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, Agriculture Ministry hosts training in good aquaculture and fishery vessel practices, and later our proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
The beach full of dead fish. What caused this?
It was an awful smell. We couldn't breathe. Who is responsible?
For harmful pollution incidents impacting the environment, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, investigates to identify the cause, holds the perpetrators accountable, and monitors the cleanup to restore the environment. NEPA, managing and protecting Jamaica's land, wood, and water. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Over 50 participants, including aquaculture farmers, fishers, processors, exporters, and regulators, are benefiting from training to improve Jamaica's seafood management systems for export. The initiative, hosted by the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries through its Food Safety Modernization Act FSMA Committee, aims to advance Jamaica's compliance with international food safety quality management systems.
The issue of food safety is one of the main planks of the government's growth and development agenda. This is clearly articulated in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries Food and Nutrition Security Policy. The availability of safe food not only improves the health of our people, but is a basic human right.
Junior Minister, Agriculture and Fisheries, Luther Buchanan. The program was conducted in collaboration with the USA-based Joint Institute for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition and the Jamaica Social Investment Fund. The trainer's course in good aquaculture practices, good fishery vessel practices, and seafood hazard analysis critical control point HACCP certification aims to improve Jamaica's preparedness to satisfy the United States Food and Drug Administration requirements for the importation of safe foods into that country.
Our next step must be to have all our export facilities HACCP certified and ensure there is sufficient documentation with respect to good manufacturing practices and sanitation standard operation procedures. There will be increased frequency of inspections, expanded record access, mandatory recall, and all exporters of food to the United States must demonstrate that their food is safe and are required to be FDA registered. The FDA must be able to determine the source of the commodity.
Junior Minister, Agriculture and Fisheries, Luther Buchanan.
PICA is pleased to advise that residents of St. Anne's Bay and surrounding areas can now apply and obtain passports at PICA's St. Anne's Bay office, located inside the St. Anne's Bay Post Office at 9 Main Street. Submit your passport application between 8:30 and 4 from Monday to Thursday and 8:30 to 3 on Fridays to receive your travel document in 14 working days. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance of getting on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Tuesday, March 31. Persons not registered by March 31 will not be on the May voters list and cannot be added before November 2015. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
And now for our proverb of the day.
Peel neck chicken cry for life, him no cry for feather.
And this means, one's life is more significant than one's beauty. That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, or downloading the GIS app from the Google Play Store. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Anjui James Sawyers, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.